From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to the Twizite Saga starring Chris Trend Stewart.
Hey.
HBD, girl.
It's her birthday?
Yeah, it's Chris Trend Stewart's birthday. That is a fact courtesy of Kristen Stewart, super fan, super producer, Anna Hosnier. If you haven't seen her back piece.
What the fuck?
Pretty cool collage of like some of the great moments in Kristen Stewart's.
Well, it's cool
career.
Because it spells Bella, but with all these different sort of moments and facial expressions of Kristen Stewart.
Nah, she
you
just
guys
saw that on Twitter.
I love for people who don't know, and well, fuck it, maybe you'll hear the audio. This is one of the few times we do a joke around Anna, but she is now, she's like,
she will not have this.
Trash. It's not
libel.
Me.
Libel.
Slander, I tell you.
She's so good in Adventureland. I really like her as a performer, personally.
Just can't do comedy well.
No, not
and
great.
Unless you lean it, because what was that Hulu movie that she did? The moments that were funny were because she was so Kristen Stewart, like right. In this really narrow context. But anyway, yeah, shout out to you.
Shout
what a day for you, huh, Kristen?
Her.
What'd you do?
Yeah,
look,
what did
look
you
at what
do?
You did, Kristen.
What the fuck kind of deal did you make with the devil?
Oh, my
sorry,
God.
That short show title was courtesy of K-Rog or K-Raj. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a reference to K-Rock? Who knows?
106.7 K-Rock.
You know, there's basically two things trending. The passing
Seriously.
Of DMX and the passing of Prince Philip. DMX, because people are, you know, paying homage to one of the greatest to ever do it. The thing that I'm struck by is how many intros like are just classic recordings.
Oh, yeah.
Like him just getting into the song is the coolest shit that was laid down on
exactly.
mic that year.
I mean, you will not take this from me, baby. You will not take this from me, baby. And you're like, okay, yeah, wherever this is going, I'm here.
Uh-huh. That those
this
are
the
things
shit
that
I'm
stick
talking
with
about.
Me.
Half yeah. rapping ass motherfuckers. You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game? And you're like, oh, okay,
oh
fine.
My God.
Yeah. You know what? Because the thing is, he lets you know, like, it was on the packaging.
Yeah. Yeah.
This exactly. isn't for the faint of heart. If you want to see a blood-soaked man,
right?
This man is soaked in blood. Mm-hmm. I hope you can handle this album and the contents within.
And he'll tell you why he has blood on his hands and on his dick. Both. Yeah, he'll give you the origin story of both of those features. He's giving you the
full problematic spectrum. But yeah, it's wild though because couldn't be a weirder juxtaposition of people to pass away in DMX, the man from Yonkers, the dog.
Way before Prince his Philip, time, way who, after his time.
You know, who unfortunately gets to be this week's physical manifestation of colonialism.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of energy being released. And between a lot of the things that are like trending right now, either literal DMX lyrics, films DMX has been in, or things like British Twitter, Irish Twitter, and Prince Philip, mostly because, and Black Twitter, because Black Twitter is not giving a fuck right now. And I love y'all so much because some of the levels of memery here are so next level. Like, it's causing more conservative British people to just be like aghast. Like, how could they say this? And then Irish Twitter, you know, do your thing. You know, they're doing the Predator meme. You know what I mean?
Irish Twitter.
You son of a bitch. Black Twitter, Irish Twitter, and Prince Philip's death.
That was the first thing. I've talked before about how, like, blown away I was by one of the early episodes of The Crown, where the king, who had like lung cancer, had like most of his lung removed and passed away. Like, the most, like, if something can be wildly expected, that's what that dude's passing was. And they acted like it was the JFK assassination. Like, it was just, they take the passing of a royal so hard in England. And yeah, so it's pretty funny
and we have the opposite relationship, like you know, unfortunately in times like this, this country's history is built off saying like fuck you to England,
right?
So then we revert to that, and suddenly and then we forget how we'd like perfected white supremacy here. But you know, it's all but it's funny seeing some people screenshot some of these like sort of arguments that like conservative British people are having, like under these like bigger meme posts. They're like, oh, disgusting, I'd expect that from American or whatever. And then they're like, sir,
right,
have you read history? Like,
right,
what there's an origin story here that maybe you need to read about.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of the week when I think it was like a couple days when Reagan died, and the conservatives were like, we should put him on the $5 bill. And Ray Charles died like right around the same time, and people were not giving a fuck about Ronald.
I mean, look, you know, I'm never rooting for anybody to die, but you know, when you're that, unfortunately, when you're that inextricable from history and culture, you lose a bit of your humanity on the Twitters.
Prince Philip being like self-serious and enough to think that he should hang out with the people who had just landed on the moon gives us one of the better The Crown episodes, because The Crown, I think, is at its best when it's just showing how like kind of pathetic and weird these people are.
Well, either way, you know, just DMX has like better albums anyway, so
yeah I'd say for those. Sure. Like, some people are saying Prince Philip had higher highs, but I feel like DMX, just better body of work overall.
I mean, yeah, I think when he put out his first mixtape, Duke Basketball, which was kind of cool because Duke Basketball was the Duke of Edinburgh. We're like, okay, Philip, what you got?
Duke
and then
basketball.
It just didn't, the lyrics weren't as raw, you know?
Yeah,
it felt very, how do I say, Windsor Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And not enough, you know, Yonkers.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, RIP DMX.
Anybody, if you want to watch a fucking wildly old school problematic documentary from back in the day, check out Backstage. Okay, it's a documentary about the Rough Riders Hard Knock Life Tour from the year of our Lord 99-2000.
Wow.
And it is like, it's young everybody, but it's one of those things that I don't know. you'll see DMX in his purest form, as well as Method Man and Redman being really funny and smoking weed all the time. Hey. Some may have said it may have contributed to my love of marijuana. I don't know. Who's to say?
I cannot confirm or deny.
Was it bad for me to, make deify these rappers out of such an impressionable age? I don't. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Kerry Washington is a good Venn diagram for capturing everything we're talking about, because she tweeted this morning. I was like joking with my friends about how I was gonna, I was painting a painting of DMX and Prince Philip at the Pearly Gates together, that I thought was gonna heal a lot of people. And Kerry Washington, like, legit was like, yo, does anybody else like wondering what they're saying to each other at the Pearly Gates when they meet up there?
Yeah.
And she got read to filth.
I hope she like, she's just like doing some good version of trolling, you know, eventually. Yeah. She's like mastering it, but I don't know, whatever. Kerry, did Namdi also, did he workshop that tweet too?
Mm.
Are they still married?
I don't know. I didn't even know that they were married. I knew they were together, but.
They are married. See,
beautiful.
Kerry Washington, historian, super producer Anna Hosni, has just confirmed she is with Namdi Asomugha. Thank you.
Volcano is trending. There's a big volcanic eruption that has given out all sorts of wild imagery.
Check out the wild imagery on Black Twitter right now. Between Prince Philip and DMX. Wait, where is this volcano?
It's in the Caribbean.
St. Vincent.
St. Vincent. Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever like been to a, like walked around near a volcano and like seen
magma
or like one of the boulders that like the thing shot like miles away?
Yeah. I've been to like the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Where there's a massive eruption. Like, yeah. You like when you see, cause a lot of this stuff just shows how much the lava flow ate up the park and you're like, right. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. And then the debris,
right. the fact that there's boulders just getting dropped from the sky like a hailstorm.
I think there are rather being yeeted out the top of the volcano. Mm-hmm. Boulders, yes. Just being yeeted out. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know the technical term.
Yeah. I appreciate that you are acknowledging that I am working on my volcanology degree. that is what the professor said. It's yeeting the debris out.
But. Shout out to anyone in St. Vincent. Hope everybody stands safe, dodging the boulders. And then there's
volcanoes are just they're just earthquakes turned up, because it's on it. They're like, knock, knock, guess who? So I don't care if you're ready. Here's a boulder on your head.
Right.
It truly is like, I think why maybe we're still also just really interested in volcanoes too, because they just feel like these rotten back sores on our part of our landscape that are ready to erupt at any moment.
If you like Dr. Pimple Popper, you'll love
you'll love Miles, amateur volcanologist.
Yeah, it's wild. It's terrifying. I know someone who grew up around a volcano, and just like that was a regular thing, like going inside to get away from the massive boulders just falling out of the sky.
I do want to just sort of push back against your friend's story, who you should say is a big Scientologist and keeps talking about all the volcanoes he's been to,
right?
And all the planets that with volcanoes he's visited, but
yes, and the ghosts that live in the volcanoes that are kind of everywhere. And when you think about it, we're all living on top of a spiritual volcano. Yeah, but I mean,
put that e-meter down. What'd I say when we're recording? Don't check your vibe when we're recording.
just seeing where I'm at.
Feeling
pretty clear. Want to do just kind of get a check in.
There we go.
And Tiger, there's more news kind of coming out slowly. It's one of those weird stories. So Tiger Woods obviously had a really horrific car accident. One car crash that it just seemed like, you know, they didn't do the sobriety test at the time. They weren't going to tell anybody like what caused the crash, but like it's slowly kind of leaking out in dribs and drabs, like that he was going 85 and a 45, that he, when the
police
arrived,
right?
Yeah, he didn't brake. He was going 75 when he hit the tree. Mm. And when the police arrived, he thought he was in Florida when he was in LA, which, you know, who knows what frame of mind he was in at that point. But it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where it doesn't seem like he's okay generally.
No, he seems really distraught, you know, and this has been a pattern the last few years.
Yeah.
With like substance, you know, like pills and things like that. And just, you know, yeah. And honestly, I don't know like how much of that also it kind of lines up with kids I knew who acted growing up. Like when you're kind of put in this, like you have a lot of responsibility at a young age, it fucks you up like in ways that you really don't see until like your adulthood. Because at the time you're like, oh, that's so sick. You're 13 and you're like crushing it and everybody knows right. who you are and things like that. But a lot of the times on the other side of it, you're left with like a lot of gaping holes emotionally that yeah. you might not have the like skills to address and things like that. So I hope, you know, this isn't just someone, if he needs help, like he's able to yeah. get that.
And yeah.
people around yeah. him like are able to provide that support to him too.
Yep. Yeah. So hopefully he's recovering and doing all right. Those are the things that are trending. Obviously very eventful day.
I mean, but truly, like when you go on Twitter, it's almost just DMX, it's so much DMX. It's really yeah. interesting. Like, because we've been, you know, we've been doing this for a minute and significant people have passed and there's like a lot, but it's more than just like DMX, the one topic. It's like certain right. lyrics have spaces like in the top 20, like yeah. in terms of it just being like Belly, the Hype yeah. Williams directed movie he was in, or yeah. Rough Riders is number 7. RIPX is number 6. It's Dark and Hell's Hot is number 11.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, a lot of people just have a lot of memories. Not to say that this is the true measure of someone's impact, but
yeah,
think,
no, but it definitely feels.
I think generationally, it is one because it's a lot of internet savvy people who his work had significance in. So you're going to see a much larger, I think, expression of it because this is where a lot of people express themselves.
Mm. All right. Well, RIP to DMX. And that's going to do it for this yeah. Friday.
Philly, keep sparking that big Philly in the sky, Prince Philip.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Big Philly in the sky, as we call him.
Philly in the sky.
We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. And until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.